South Korea has been lauded for its rapid response to the coronavirus, and it was able to move quickly in part because of the country's communal culture. But Korea's societal norms can be harsh, too, and that's the topic of a groundbreaking feminist novel that has just been translated into English. NPR's Elise Hu has this report from Seoul.
In Seoul and across South Korea, a novel called Kim Ji-young, born 1982, became a cultural sensation when it came out. It sold more than a million copies.
I found the book in a bookstore. It's here on the bestsellers table. It's actually a rather slim novel. It's very quick.
I read it in like 45 minutes, honestly.
That's interpreter Dossel Yoon, who joined me at a bustling multi-story underground bookstore in Seoul's central business district. She isn't the only Korean woman who plowed through it. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone, especially any millennial or Gen Z Korean woman who hasn't read Kim Ji-young, born 1982. The novel came out 4 years ago, and the film version hit theaters last fall.
82년생 Kim Ji-young.
Kicking up even more attention for the story, says Korean college student Ho Soo-hyun.
I actually got interested in the movie first, and then I read the book.
The story itself doesn't sound like it would be the stuff of a meteoric bestseller. In it, protagonist Kim Ji-young, an ordinary woman in her mid-30s, recounts the beats of her life. She starts by sharing her memories of childhood, then her school years. College, marriage, a job, then motherhood. That's it, really. But the book is full of demoralizing daggers that get flung at Kim and every woman in Korea's punishingly patriarchal society. Jamie Chang translated the work into English.
For Korean women, this is the first novel that offered a full panoramic cradle-to-present-day view of all of their collective plight. So I think in that way, it doesn't just represent one person's experience, but everybody's experience.
It came from the imagination and research of author Cho Nam-ju. She meets me on the 23rd floor of one of Seoul's towering skyscrapers to talk about the book that she wrote inside of 3 months.
I still wanted this book to be in the bookshelves, in the bookstores, in the library, as an evidence of how women in this era lived, thought, and made efforts.
The book may be fiction, but she fills it with real-life examples and data about the state of gender equality in her country. South Korea's gender wage gap is the widest in the developed world. Women make 63 cents to a man's dollar. Despite being highly educated, about half all working-age women stay home and don't work, something the U.S. hasn't seen since the early 1980s. And harsh stigmas exist around talking about menstruation, pregnancy, and childbirth. Cho Nam-ju explicitly wanted to make personal experiences more public.
If we women all go through these experiences, then they should be discussed together in a public way.
The book and its wide success gave women license to address long-buried pain or trauma out loud. It became part of the latest wave of Korean feminism, which erupted in the largest women's rights protests in Korean history in 2018, and a movement to stand up against rigid beauty ideals called Escape the Corset, as well as Me Too-driven calls for stronger prosecution of sexual violence and domestic abuse. Cho.
The general social atmosphere makes it hard for us to realize how serious these crimes are, and we tend to think lightly of these crimes.
Unlike the U.S., which fractures over race, Korea is 97% Korean. So gender is the primary dividing line here. The novel effectively opened many young women's eyes to sex-based discrimination for the first time. It's so normal here. Cultural practices like women doing the tedious work of food prep and entertaining, or that girls don't get the option to play team sports in school, or that boys eat first at school cafeterias. Back at the underground bookstore, 23-year-old Ho Soo-hyun says these simple realities in the Kim Ji-young story helped her better see the generations that came before her.
It made me think a lot about my mother.
Just like the main character, Kim, Ho's mother delayed college because her brother, the male in the family, took first priority. And after reading this book's stark look at what women face in South Korea, Ho says she's rethinking what she wants.
I saw that when it came to things like housework, the man is described as helping the woman rather than, you know, equally participating in housework and like caring for the child. And by the end of the book, we see how Kim Ji-young has to give up her career so that she can raise her child. And when I read about those things, it kind of made me think about maybe marriage is not the best option.
The author, Cho, says she just wants Korean women to feel they have choices and to make them with their eyes open. But more than anything else, she wanted women to know they're not alone.
Kim Ji-young이라는 인물은
I thought of the character of Kim Ji-young as a vessel that contains experiences and emotions that are common to other women.
And her book is a reminder that everyday lives of everyday women can unearth extraordinary collective pain. Overcoming it will require many ordinary voices to be heard. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.